Hey guys, it's your favorite boxer, Mo's Miraculous Enforce Smith, and the host of the podcast and YouTube channel, Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. And I appreciate you tuning in to the first episode of the podcast, Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. Today we're going to be talking to the man himself, the up-and-coming boxer from New York City, Mr. Tayshaun Autry, and his manager, Cameron Harvey, to find out a little bit about who they want to fight next, where they're going next, and what career goals they have, and maybe a little information on how you can get into a career like theirs if you're interested. Make sure that you like and subscribe to both the podcast and the YouTube channel. That way you don't miss any information or any fights that can make your life more miraculous. Much love. Okay, here with us we have Mr. Tayshaun Autry, upcoming boxer out of New York City, who has a fight coming up this Saturday. And he's right now in Atlanta, Georgia. Just had the weigh-in today. And we also have his manager with him, Mr. Cameron Harvey. Fellas, welcome to the podcast, Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle.
All right, Dan.
How are you?
Doing wonderful, doing wonderful. All right. So, Tayshaun, tell me, how do you feel about this weigh-in? How do you feel about where you're weighing at and your opponent's weight?
Well, I thought I was going to weigh in like 135, actually weighed under that. The opponent, we weighed the same exact weight, 133.8. I feel like the opponent was on weight. And I know I worked hard to get on weight. Worked extremely hard. You know, a lot of fighters don't get this chance to even work this hard around this COVID-19 situation.
Okay. And when it comes to you saying that you've put in hard work, I most definitely understand that, being a fighter myself. But give us maybe a little insight of something that you did different from what you normally do in your training day to day, or even if it's something that was different about your training due to the COVID pandemic.
Well, that alone, you know, not being able to be in the gym and get, like, you know, sparring. Mm-hmm. A lucky thing is I do have a girlfriend that's a world champion. So I can get, you know, some type of sparring. You know, pretty much that's what I've been doing differently. You know, sparring at home, jumping rope at home, shadow boxing with the weights daily, 30, 40 minutes, doing my, you know, dips, push-ups, crunches, the ab area, running, actually, that putting in that work, that running every day, like on the road every day, that road work, at least 30 minutes per run, 40 minutes per run. I don't do the mileage. I do it per time, you know?
Okay.
Because I feel like sometimes miles don't really add up, you know what I mean? So I like to run in minutes and hours. Sometimes I run an hour. Sometimes I run an hour and 20. Because, you know, weight is also good, is a problem sometimes. But not, it's really not a problem. You know, the way I feel is just, I miss the gym, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All my work I've been doing at home is the same exact thing I would do in the gym. Nothing different except for I'm not in the gym. My home is actually a gym. I got lockers all up through the house, boxing gloves through the house. I train clients, so I get sparring from my clients. And, you know, my trainer, I can always get to him. You know, he's, you know, very good dude. You know what I mean? So pretty much that's, ain't nothing really different. I'm just at home training, you know?
Okay, most definitely. So the people know, Why don't you go ahead, give a little shout out to your gym, your trainer, let people know who your gym is, your trainer, and who your girlfriend is. Go ahead, give them a shout out so they know, you know, who these people are, and who you're talking about.
Well, I train out of Gleason's Boxing Gym. It is country's oldest gym. It's the oldest gym in the United States. You got over 142 champions that came out of this gym, including Mike Tyson and Muhammad Ali, Jack Dempsey. My training name is Hassan Swanson. He's also from out of Gleason's. He's also a former fighter himself. He's from the motherland. My girlfriend is a four-time Golden Glove champion of New York. She's also she's New York state champion, former state champion. She's an international champion, right? Current international champion right now. And she's also a former world champion. And she also fought for the WBF. No, the WBC. Sorry about that. The WBC, the green belt in Mexico about 2-3 years ago. When she was actively fighting, she was ranked number one in the world.
Okay.
So my pedigree, my training is home base. I'll put it like this. If you don't have a good black woman at home to tell you when you're doing wrong and when like what you're doing wrong and stay on you at it, then I don't know. You don't got a good spirit at home, you know?
Okay, I most definitely hear you on that. All right, most definitely. And in this fight coming up, maybe tell us a little bit about your opponent, his name, what you think you're going to encounter in the ring, maybe, and you know, not necessarily your plan to of what you want to get done. Or how you're gonna do it, but maybe the goal that you have to finish this fight.
Well, I won't say too much, but I can say this. His name is Josh Boudreaux. He's from Mississippi, where I'll be fighting at.
Mm-hmm.
He's on BoxRec. He said that he was 5'9". For those that don't know what BoxRec is, it is a website that keeps the records of boxers' fight records. So this is an official, it's like a bookkeeping company. You know what I'm saying?
They take okay.
Information and they keep it on BoxRec. You know what it is because you're a former fighter yourself. And, you know, went on there. I saw that he said that he was 5'9". And I was looking and saw that he did bare knuckle boxing 2 fights.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that he had 1 pro MMA fight in 2009. In one of his interviews, he stated that he had 39 professional boxing fights. No, amateur fights, actually. And he was ranked number 3 in the nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he said he had 13 MMA fights. Well, I know people that do extensive research.
Mm-hmm.
Fight was kind of last minute. I was always told never to take last minute fights. But if I'm able to kind of control the narrative, then I'll take it. And me and my team, we sat down and we analyzed them, sent his name up to some higher top people to really see if he had that amateur pedigree like he said he had. I knew he didn't from the bare knuckle boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, I could tell if you had an amateur pedigree. He didn't. So I sent his name up to the higher top, and he ran his name, came back, no amateur fight. He never even owned a book as an amateur. Not only that, I did a little research on mixedmartialarts.com because I used to do MMA myself. So they keep record all your MMA and MMA pro and amateur. And the only thing I came back was a loss that he had in 2009 by submission, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much, he's just a compulsive liar. And also, even his height, he lied about. He said he was 5'9". I think we're about the same height, or he's like an inch shorter.
I don't know if, you know, if he doing it purposely, but from my research, I just look at his career a lot.
Okay. So finding those things out, what I would say, you tell me if you agree with this, because, you know, you being a current fighter, me being a current fighter, as a matter of fact, when I speak with your manager, Cameron Harvey, I'll go over the fact that I think you and I may be on a card together later this year. You know, as a little secret out there to the fans, you know, Tayshaun Autry and Miraculous M4 may be on the same card, so that it'll be action packed. But what it sounds like to me you're saying is, if you're going to get in the boxing business, or as some people say, in the boxing game, if you're going to try to fake it, don't do it, because you won't make it.
Yeah, you can't fake boxing. You can't play boxing. People get killed in this game. We had two former fighters who they lose their life last year. One's from out of Brooklyn. What was his name? Hassan? Yeah, from out of Brooklyn. I mean, from out of New York. Yeah, it was a kid. He passed away. He fought, I think it was a DAZN show, or Eddie Hearn show. He got killed.
You talking about Adonis Stevenson?
Nah, the black cat. I forget his name. From out of Brooklyn. He's a black dude. That may be, but I, yeah, Don Steven. Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah. I
one time coming Gleason's. You know, so like when you come in here in this boxing game, any kind of thing, even when you go in bare knuckle, you fought bare knuckle twice. Like that, that's something that can get you punched drunk. But coming in pro, you cannot fake boxing. That's one thing you can't do. You know?
Yeah. You know, I try to tell people that, you know, when it comes down to sports as a career, you play football, you play basketball. You don't play boxing because it's not a game.
Yeah.
You know, and for this fight coming up, that you've got this weekend, what is your prediction? Are you looking for a knockout, or do you have a prediction of what round maybe, or, you know, are you going to go in and control the fight? You know, if you feel comfortable giving us that information, what are you thinking? Are you going to finish him quick?
Well, I can say this right here. One thing Mike Tyson said is everybody had a plan for the future. You know, I want to make predictions, but I can just go by my fight name, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wise the guard, you know what I mean? It's, I gotta show wisdom in that ring, you know. So that's
right.
I can't say I'm gonna show a lot of wisdom in my fight. So pretty, I'm gonna try to be as wise as I can when I'm in there.
Okay, most definitely. And I hear you. It sounds like you're very well prepared. Sounds like you've trained hard. And, you know, it doesn't sound like it's going to be too hard of a fight for you. Like you say, because people that come in this game trying to fake it don't make it that far. I've had the pleasure of seeing you fight before. As a matter of fact, if the fans want to check out one of your previous fights, I've uploaded your last fight, your third win, from the Southpaw Promotions card last year. I think it was the beginning of this year in Rock Hill, South Carolina. So we've got that up on the YouTube channel, Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. YouTube channel, same name as the podcast. But, you know, I think that fight shows that, you know, your fights are action-packed. And I think you're a rising star in the game of boxing. I think your name is going to be a name we'll be talking about for years to come.
That's good to know. It's just been a long time coming for me and my team. We've been building for the past 5 years. And, you know, not how many I am a testament of never giving up, you know. 0-8. Now I'm 3-8, and the wins are just gonna keep piling. Another quote by Muhammad Ali: "Nothing is impossible." Any man that says the word impossible or throws around the word impossible is small-minded men. Impossible is possible.
That's right, most definitely. Most definitely, and I would most definitely say that you are a personification of that. And you know, it's been a pleasure, and definitely not only speaking to you today, but watching you do what people may have told you, which is the same thing they've told me at some points, that, you know, doing things that people tell you you're not going to do, what they think is impossible, watching you make it possible with these three consecutive wins. And I think after this weekend, when we do your post-fight interview, we'll be talking about this as your fourth win.
Yes, sir.
You know. And so now we're going to flip over a little bit from the fighter's side, and we're going to talk to his manager, Mr. Cameron Harvey.
All right, I'm right here.
All right, sounds good. How are you feeling about this fight?
I'm feeling well. I'm feeling real good. Just ready for this other win. Keep on going to a positive direction. Like you said before, it's going to be 4-8 now after tomorrow.
Okay. And how do you feel after, because, you know, I know you were one of the parts that was doing the research on this guy, and when you find that someone is saying that they've got 39 amateur fights and they've got 13 amateur MMA fights, how do you feel when you do the research and then you find out that this person is pretty much a fraud?
So for me, it feels like, to me, I always tell people I see two heads of the same coin, or two sides of the same coin. On this side of being a manager and us being, you know, like on our side, it's like, dang, you really tried to lie. Why would you do that? Now I see for more his point of view, probably would have been is like, hey, he probably is going to try to make himself seem bigger than whatever, so we can get doubt or we can get fear in our mind, which we're not having that on our end because we're strong-minded young men. So that's not going to happen. So that's why I was saying I see what angle he probably tried to get at by saying he had all this accolades when he really didn't. And luckily, like Tayshaun said before, he had connections that we're able to research. So we can have people say everything else to make themselves sound good or sound mightier than they really are. But when you know, the lights come on, we can actually see what's going on with that.
Most definitely. Most definitely. So you would say that maybe not so much that he's a fraud, being that he is a professional fighter too, but maybe, and correct me if you disagree, but maybe you'd say in effect that being that that the boxing business, especially being a fighter, is 80% mental and 20% physical, you'd say that it was a mental tactic for him to try to, you know, put his career as more than what it has been.
Correct. And that's why I was thinking too. That's why I said I'm not really mad or, you know, like, dang, why he do that? Oh, I can't believe. I also said it was a good attempt. I give him that. It was a good attempt. That's what it was. But like I said, we're strong-willed and we're going to do research. And that's what we do with anybody, even if we're coming in trying to get things situated for any fight, like the next one coming up. We're going to do extensive research on anybody we're choosing to fight. And also, I know Floyd Mayweather saying, even when he was what they call in the boxing industry, and I put this in quotation marks, pretty much the B-side, when he said even when he was a B-side, he chose who he was on the B-side for. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, with all of that means you have to research, regardless if somebody says, hey, I'm offering you this fight, or if you're trying to find a fight, you still have to do the same amount of research. regardless, and still know what you're getting yourself into.
Yes, definitely. And I would most definitely agree with that. You know, having been on the side of having to do research myself, you know, it's research is pivotal in this game. If you well, and like we said, boxing isn't a game. Right. It's serious. And not doing your research, if you don't do your research properly in this business, it can get you hurt. Right. You know, and you know, let our listeners out there know what the name of your management company and how they can look for you.
All right, so my management company is Psalms 826 Management. It's based out of North Carolina, so I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, born and raised, and now I'm living in Charlotte. But like I tell people, I don't have an actual office. Wherever I'm at, it is my office. So if you need to meet me wherever, that could be our office. We can meet, discuss, or whatever else. Phone number, you can reach me by phone at 984-202-0347, or hit me up on any social media, either on Instagram at Psalms826Manage or Facebook, Psalms826Management, LLC.
Okay. All right. Most definitely. And, you know, from here, where do you see Tayshaun going? Where do you see your company as well? Where do you see your company going?
Well, right now I see us both going as far as we want to go and can go. I ever put a ceiling, because that's a lot of times a lot of people do that. They give themselves a glass ceiling and they say they can see, you know, the accolades, they can see the belts, but they feel like they can't reach it. With me, I don't ever want to give myself nor Tayshaun a glass ceiling. I want us to go as high as we can and as high as we want to go. And also, too, like, we're underdogs. I've been an underdog almost all my life. Even when I was born, had birth defect. They didn't think I was going to make it. So there's a lot of stuff that we are coming in. And that's why I say it's a good situation. And that's what Tayshaun said, it was a good situation. That the team is what it is now. So, I mean, it's a lot of stuff that, you know, people may say, oh, you can't, you won't. And like Tayshaun said earlier, oh, it's impossible for. But, you know, we serve a guy that makes the impossible possible. So that's pretty much what I feel like with that. So, like I said, as long as Tayshaun want to keep fighting and achieving, that's how long we're going to be. And then also with my business, I'm doing that. I'm planning on opening up a gym. So I got a lot of different outlets and other areas I'm thinking about going into, as well as being a sports agent in NBA, in the NBA, and also overseas. So it's a lot of things I'm planning on doing.
Okay, definitely. Sounds like some big moves there. And you know, it sounds like you're at a pivotal time where success is getting ready to pour in. And correct me if I'm incorrect, but I think you have already managed one client to a belt, correct?
I have. Within my first year of actually managing, which was in 2018, I was able to assist Jaquan Towns with getting his WBF international title within my first year. He also was named North Carolina Fighter of the Year that year, as well as the following year getting inducted into the Marine Boxing Hall of Fame, or at least being a nominee for that. So it's a lot I've been blessed with, when being able to get the right connections that I needed to within the beginning of my career and my path. So, like I said, with that type of startup, I feel like there's nothing but positive things and positive vibes that can come throughout. And also not listen to outside sources as much, because I know a lot of people may try to seem like they're good or have good intent, but really they're trying to either hold you up, slow you down, or give you empty promises. So that's why I'm still keep my head where it needs to be at. And also to keep doing what I'm doing. I know a lot of people say you got to talk about the boxing game and do within the boxing game of how it's set, but I wasn't raised to just follow the norm or go with the status quo or whatever. My mind and my opinion is the boxing game was set up for boxers not to profit or not to be good when they retire. I'm trying to go the opposite of that. I'm trying to make sure all my clients are good. If they want to start a business up or their own, they'll already have business accounts and everything in their own name. So by the time they retire, they already will have something established and some money established to do whatever they want to do with it. because like it's a lot of athletes, not just in boxing, but it's a lot of athletes that once they retire, they might either have to fight longer, they might have to come out of retirement to play another game or whatever, because mismanagement of money or the wrong advice has been given or no advice has been given, and a manager or promoter were just leeching off of their clients. So it's a lot of stuff I'm trying to do differently than what's already been the quote-unquote norm.
Okay, 100%. I like that. I like that because there is a need in this business for more people like that, more people that are trying to look out for themselves to make themselves more financially, but also to teach their fighters and their clients financial literacy. Because there's so many that they know the boxing side of it, they know the physical side of it, but in they may not fully know the 80% of it is mental. The rest 20% is the physical side, and they may master the physical side, but the 80%, the mental side, the business aspects and the mental conditioning, things like that, seem to be missing with quite a few fighters. And me, I think that's why you've got some fighters that are out here and they're failing tests for PEDs, for those that don't know, those performance enhancing drugs. And you know, because even if they don't realize that they've taken something, it's because they're listening to someone that has, so to speak, guided them to say, hey, take this supplement, and hasn't taught them what was in it, much less taught them anything financial as far as financial literacy. So I definitely applaud you for doing that and for handling that. It sounds like you have Tayshaun on the fast track to put one of the coveted belts around his waist. And having seen him fight, I think he definitely has the skill and talent to go as far as he wants to go. And a few things from both of you. If you could both give us one bit of information, maybe one small thing that if somebody, Tayshaun, if somebody wanted to become a boxer, that word of advice, and Cameron, if someone was either looking for a manager or wanted to become a manager, a word of advice that both of you could give them.
All right. So, well, Tayshaun went back out to do a little bit more training and stuff and getting his mind right.
Definitely.
But I pretty much for that, if somebody wants to be a manager, I would say that you make sure that you're in it for the right reason. The reason I say that, some people see, you know, your Floyd Mayweathers, your Deontay Wilders, your Tyson Furies, and think that the money is just going to be there from the jump. Mm-hmm. That's where research on that comes in as well, too. You can't just think everything is like that. And even then, with those names I mentioned, you have to realize, okay, what was their start? You got to look at their story, their backstory. Everybody has a backstory. I know this might seem childish, but growing up, I know I played video games. Mortal Kombat is one good example. This is just, I know it sounds childish, but all of them, each character had a backstory too.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to think, okay, why is this that like this, or why are they who they are now? So you have to go back. Like even with Floyd, a lot of people are like, oh, Floyd Mayweather got all this money. He's one of the richest of these athletes. I said, yeah, but he didn't come into the boxing industry as the richest athlete. He had to build.
Right.
He had a better start off than others because his family had weight within boxing, and he was also an Olympian, but that's one case out of how many? Then you got to look at, okay, so that's one example. Now, another example, okay, Deontay Wilder, his backstory. He actually was a basketball player.
Right.
In college, so technically he had a late start, and technically his amateur career is actually light compared to a lot of others.
Right.
And then you're like, all right, so how did he build and move so he get his name out there and get where he needed to be? So it's different backstories that you have to see and be like, okay, that's that. And then also, too, being a manager, you have to realize try to, if you don't know the industry, research and study before you even try to manage anybody. Because me, I used to fight a lot, and I used to love boxing when I was, even when I was younger. My mom used to have some Muhammad Ali documentaries on VHS. I used to wear them tapes up when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I used to love watching all of that, so I studied boxing all the time. So with me getting in this industry, it's not like I'm a rich kid by anybody, by no means. It's not rich, didn't come from a rich family or wealthy family. So, I mean, with that, I'm not somebody that just has some extra money laying around and felt like, you know what, I'm going to try this just to see how it is. Or I'm going to try to blow money here just because I got extra money to blow. That's not my goal or my aim at all. And then for the side of athlete looking for a manager, I mean, like, same thing, do your research. One thing, I could just say what I've done, because I still am sort of new. But what I do, I don't come out off the gate or off the hip talking about a contract. I don't mention contracts or anything else. I have to build a good rapport with the fighter, and the fighter has to build a good rapport with me. Because this actually, like, literally, I put like this in layman's terms. The manager, trainer, or mostly the trainer and the manager has the lives of these people in their hands. Win, lose, draw, or whatever. Your life, their life is in your hands. So you got to really be mindful and have that good attention to them. Regardless if you have one athlete you represent or 50 or 20 or whatever, you got to give some type of attention. And just let them know, hey, look, I'm making sure everything you're all right. Everything else, just checking up. Doesn't have to always be about business. Just being, you know, courteous. Basic human decency.
Okay. Most definitely. And greatly appreciate that. You know, want to get the listeners a tidbit of advice from people that are actually in this business from the ground up. Mm. You know, not just, you know, what they see on social media, what they see on YouTube of this is what, like you say, this is where the Floyd Mayweathers and Tyson Furies and Deontay Wilders are now, but advice from people that started from the ground and are building their way up in this business already. So greatly appreciate you speaking with us on Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle, the podcast tonight. I believe you were able to get video of the weigh-ins, and we're hoping that we can get that video from you so we can post that for the fans as well and put it on Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle, the YouTube channel, so that they can see the weigh-ins themselves, you know, and then have the podcast that they can hear. And then, you know, and do you have somebody that's going to be videoing the fight?
We're going to see, because I know it's going to be a live stream with CBS Network. So it's a CBS Network undercard. So I'm going to see if we're able to. Now, I know they're going to be recording every fight there. So they might have us, they might give us the clip of the full fight the next day because it is a CBS Network promotion.
Okay. So most definitely. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even if we can, you know, just get a hold of that clip when you get it, so we can upload it, so the fans that didn't get a chance to see it can see this fight, see Tayshaun's fourth win. We're definitely looking forward to it, and then we'll look forward to speaking with you and Tayshaun again in this upcoming week to get on the second segment of Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle, the podcast, and so we can do the post-fight interview to see how both of you are feeling about the fight, see how you're feeling about going forward, and if you've got any opponents that y'all are looking at, or anybody that, you know, Tayshaun feels like, or you feel like that y'all would like to actually call out in this game, in this business, you know, which happens every once in a while, and it's exciting that it does, you know, so hopefully we can get that exclusive.
All right, definitely.
All right. We greatly appreciate it. To all the listeners out there, we appreciate you tuning in to this first episode of Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle, the podcast. Remember, like and subscribe so you continue to get all the information on fighters like Tayshaun Archery, managers like Cameron Harvey advice on how you can get into this business if that's what you're looking for, and overall how you can live a more miraculous lifestyle, because that's what it's about. Much love.
All right, peace.